producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I got so busy in the last hour, I skipped a break. I never plugged any products. I never even told folks about the new Infowars.com. About 95% positive comments. I know the featured news section isn't as big now on the front page. You've got to click on the link there that says View All. And we're going to be doing some tweaking on the website as well, but it is modern. It works on all devices. It loads faster than almost all the other big sites. And we're also thinking we're going to create a kind of low-tech news feed page that doesn't rip off Drudge, because I don't want to do that, but kind of just has all the stories on one page as they kind of feed in three columns, maybe two columns. I'm going to make it look different than Drudge, but that's something else we're going to do for folks that want to get that view of it. Because that's kind of a view I like, but this is the one that's modern that everybody uses. But, of course, we'll be tweaking it more. I'm glad folks like it. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and purchase the products. 25% off Brainforce right now. Hillary for Prison shirts, limited edition. We stopped selling that when Christmas is over. We've also got a lot of other great products as well. Take advantage of them today. I want to thank you all for shopping and checking out the products at InfoWarsStore.com. You get high-quality products with really, really good pricing, and you support the tip of the spear. But Patriot in Africa, when I hear somebody like you calling in so many great people across the world that have been basically still under colonialism, that's what globalism is. It's just modern corporate colonialism masquerading as liberal. And I just think about all the giant populations in the third world that want a better life. And if they hadn't set up all this welfare when people come in to then turn them into little socialist bots, I would say even have bigger populations come in from places like Africa. The problem is we're collapsing as well in our poor and lower middle class areas, but also the rich areas in many areas are just becoming extinct. It's a fundamental global crisis. And to hear you ask me, you know, what do you do in your country? You know better than I, because you're on the ground. But I think what Schiff said, you know, get out of there. But then so many people are fleeing, hundreds of millions of the third world are trying to get out right now. I don't know what you do, quite frankly. And I'm kind of in the same position. I don't know how to get ready or deal with all this. And because this is going to be so bad. I mean, as you said, I've read about your country unraveling. When it unravels here, it's going to be even worse. Because people that haven't had a lot at least know how to grow a garden or, you know, have some chickens or whatever. Here, when stuff unravels, if it gets really bad, we're talking about mass starvation. So it's a time bomb. And I know the elites know it's a time bomb. So let me ask you, what do you think living there people are going to do as this thing gets worse? I mean, are you agreeing that you're seeing the global depression where you're at?
Yeah, the global depression, it's full-blown. The real estate market is booming, though. But, I mean, but what do you do? I mean, everywhere people are just starving. And the currency is just in freefall. And I also know Europe's collapsing, Cloward and Piven, all of that. So
Cloward and Piven, brother. Cloward and Piven. And exactly, the elite, they make money off the real estate going off, but everything else just screws everybody. They want to make everybody poor so they can run your life. That's exactly. I mean, Africa is so rich. It has more resources than any continent, like times three. And you just cannot seem to ever get going. And it's because of colonialism. And then the colonialists, as you know, pulled out, but then they put strong men in and then manage them. And all you have is colonialism by robot dictator. Basically, that's what's happening. So how do you deal with that?
Yeah, how do you deal with being a debt colony of the IMF? I mean,
you get rid of the IMF and you set up your own systems and you work in a federation in Africa. And that was starting to happen. Oh, but they blew up Libya and killed Gaddafi. I'm sorry. And I'm not defending apartheid. It was one evil. They replaced it with something even worse. They blew out the engines of the North and South of Africa. And now Africa's in free fall, and the globalists can come in, just like Greece, and buy it all up. We're all in this together, brother. We'll work on it. Appreciate you. We'll be back with Anthony Gucciardi in studio. He's got a lot of stuff coming up on guns, special reports, the plane crash.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Gucciardi, your host for the rest of the hour. There's a lot of news that Alex didn't get a chance to get to, a lot of analysis, and a lot of special reports and videos that we're going to break, including some new information on the Russian plane, as well as gun control lies, a new video detailing what Leanne did recently that was dramatic and changed her life, and a bunch of others as well, including new threats of an EMP attack. So, first and foremost, the biggest headline out today, of course, is that Ben Carson is admitting his fabricated West Point story. And that is, as you're probably most likely already aware, he claimed that he applied and was accepted at West Point and met with these top generals and all of this. And that brings into question his other stories, which he's now defending in some bizarre headlines, including Ben Carson's troubled effort to prove that he was, in fact, a juvenile delinquent. And from the Washington Post, it says, well, this is a new one. We're accustomed to the media probing a politician's past, reporting on some skeletons in the closet, then bracing for the almost inevitable response from the press accounts are erroneous, biased, or completely fabricated. But in the case of Ben Carson versus CNN, we have a media outlet saying maybe he really wasn't such a bad guy, and the presidential candidate saying, oh, yes, I was. And here's what's really happening here. The candidates, or at least their staffers, whoever is the brains of the organization, have realized that being real is the best way to gain mobility and gain attention and gain popularity, or at least perceiving people perceiving you as real. Alex's show. Why people, others, aren't 100% political and statesmen and standing there, oh, yes. And Ben Carson's issue has always been that he kind of is so squeaky clean seeming. So if he loses this image that he's putting out there, that, yeah, I was a bad kid. His story was that he almost killed one of his best friends until he turned, you know, good and went into the military and all this kind of stuff. So if he loses this idea of him having some rough edges and being real, then he loses everything. And I think Trump realizes that, and that's why he's so popular. Because at the end of the day, people don't want a phony, fake puppet. They want someone that is real, someone that curses sometimes, someone that has made mistakes, and someone that is relatable. And even I made the mistake years ago thinking that I had to present myself differently and sit there in a perfect posture and say, hello, today we have coming out today. But in reality, people want someone that is 100% real, even if they're not perfect, even if they're willing to make mistakes, even if they admit they've made mistakes in the past. And that is the most important thing. And that's what we're seeing with Ben Carson. You know, we talk about artificial intelligence a lot, especially sometimes when I'm hosting the program, because it's something I'm really interested in. Toyota is investing $1 billion in becoming an artificial intelligence company. Toyota. This is from Gizmodo. Cars are either going to poison us with secret emissions or just drive themselves, so it's no surprise that car manufacturers are looking to branch out. In Toyota's case, that takes the form of a $1 billion investment in a Silicon Valley AI research center. The new Toyota Research Center Institute will be located near Stanford in Silicon Valley, with 200 employees working on a range of robotics and AI research, not just limited to cars. Now, I actually have a cold today. A little bit of a runny nose. And I haven't been sick in years, and it kind of freaks me out. And I realized it was because I am working and stressed out and not sleeping right. And it also kind of reminded me how the body, at the most biological level, responds to sickness. And I'm tying this into what I just read. If you have a small cold, it's your body telling you, hey, you need to get your stuff together. You need to check out your immune system. You need to figure out what you're doing and stressing yourself out. This is just a friendly little reminder. A friendly little slap on the wrist saying, hey, get yourself together. You've got a cold. You're doing something wrong. This country has experienced much more than a cold. But I see the cold. I see the little illness coming with the artificial intelligence community speaking out, kind of like a warning to the immune system of this species, saying, hey, you really need to get this in order. You really need to get this in check before something really, really bad happens. And I see all the big players spending billions of dollars, from Google to Toyota to Apple, spending billions of dollars to launch artificial intelligence systems. And I see Elon Musk, who's actually an amazing person in my view, saying that we need to keep this in check. Thousands of professors from major universities and researchers from major universities saying we need to keep this in check because we have a cold at this point. But we're not doing anything to address the issues. And more as it gets more out of bounds and more insane, and the genetic modification keeps ramping up, and it turns into biopharmaceutical crops, where vaccines and pharmaceuticals are grown in the crops themselves with stuff Syngenta has been doing and others. We need to address the cold that this planet is facing right now in so many different ways, but artificial intelligence is absolutely one of them. Now, I want to go ahead and run to a report by John Bowne on the Russian plane, on some new things that we hadn't realized yet, some breaking news on the Russian plane that everyone is talking about. And we'll be back with more news. Let's check this out.
Okay, intelligence officials announced Wednesday morning that in all likelihood, a bomb causing the downing of Metrojet Flight 9268, which broke apart in midair after departing from Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. The resulting crash killed all 224 people on board. Responding to claims from senior UK and US officials, that there is significant evidence that the plane was downed by a bomb on board. Former ambassador to the UN and arch neocon John Bolton said,
Putin now will retaliate, and he won't mess around like President Obama has done. It will be, I think, extraordinarily massive. He will probably beef up his air assets in the new Latakia air base, and when they're ready, I think there will be punishing retribution.
Prime Minister David Cameron's office said in a statement, as more information has come to light, we have become concerned that the plane may well have been brought down by an explosive device. U.S. officials have also touted the notion that someone on the inside could have smuggled an explosive device onto the plane. The officials said this airport has lax security. It's known for that. But there is intelligence suggesting an assist from someone at the airport. With the Obama administration remaining tight-lipped on speculation surrounding what caused the downing of Metrojet Flight 9268, one source suggests a Muslim Brotherhood link could be the reason behind the silence. British Prime Minister David Cameron has been vocal in asserting that a bomb on board was a likely cause for the plane crash, moving to suspend all flights from Sharm el-Sheikh. But President Barack Obama has refused to explicitly comment on the cause of the disaster. That could be due to concerns that the Muslim Brotherhood, which has enjoyed close ties with the administration in the past, is responsible for the terror attack, reports the DC Whispers website. One DC Whispers source went so far as to suggest part of the Obama administration's hesitation to make public statements regarding the Russian airline tragedy is based upon concerns there is a Muslim Brotherhood connection and that measures are being taken by administration officials to make certain no such connection, if in fact it exists, will become part of the investigation, reports DC Whispers, known for their access to inside sources. In 2014, it emerged that the Department of Homeland Security maintains a hands-off list of individuals with terrorist ties, allowing them unfettered entrance to the United States. Muslim Brotherhood members with ties to terrorism who traveled through Minneapolis Airport, New York's JFK Airport, and Dulles Airport in April 2012 were handed port courtesies, with the State Department telling the DHS to ensure the men not be pulled into secondary upon arrival at a point of entry. Last year, retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney also made the explosive claim that there were at least 10 or 15 Muslim Brotherhood sympathizers working for the State Department.
Look, the Middle East is coming apart with this administration's policy. Look at Libya. We should never have gone into Libya. Gaddafi was on our side. Look at Egypt. Morsi is now going after the Muslim Brotherhood and the radical Islamists, and we've got Muslim Brotherhood in the U.S. government today. And so,
who from the Muslim Brotherhood is in the U.S. government right now?
Who?
Yes.
I haven't got their names exactly, but there's a list of them, at least 10 or 15 of them.
In February this year, 14 individuals with ties to the Muslim Brotherhood visited the White House and met directly with President Obama. Meanwhile, Russia and Egypt are still refusing to acknowledge that the disaster was a terrorist attack, despite an abundance of evidence suggesting the plane blew up in midair after a sudden explosion. John Bound for Infowars.com.
That's right. You can see John Bound's report on Alex's YouTube channel entitled Russian Passenger Jet Explodes, Obama Silent. And isn't it amazing that we've lost so much faith and trust in not only the United States government, but the mainstream media and the media at large, that I was actually speaking to someone out at a public place the other day, and I was overhearing their conversation. I had to join in. They were saying that who knows what happened to the plane, because we literally can't trust anything that the media or the U.S. government says. And I find that to be 100% the case, the view of pretty much anyone that's listening these days. And isn't it interesting that ISIS is just the perfect boogeyman? It's even better than Al-Qaeda, because everyone hates ISIS so much. You could say ISIS, you could go to someone's house and rob them blind and blow their house up and just say, ISIS did it. ISIS did that. And they're like, oh my God, ISIS did that. You could say ISIS did anything. It's the ultimate scapegoat, because everyone just gets this, oh, well, it sounds like that. I mean, they're crazy. They cut people's heads off. It is the most amazing potential scapegoat out there. But one thing is for sure, the Russian jet is quite an interesting story, and we'll be continuing to investigate that. We'll be back with more news and more special reports, including a potential EMP attack in a new special report that we'll be playing the trailer for next segment. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Stay tuned. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of Overdrive in the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi with you for the rest of the show. And remember when we used to talk about genetic modification and where it would be going if we didn't keep in check the level of genetic modification that we're experiencing today. And by the way, that doesn't mean stop the science of genetic modification. It means look into it and make sure we're doing it in the right ways, not killing people, not harming the planet, not using things like Monsanto's glyphosate-based Roundup, which has been shown by the World Health Organization and others to be a probable carcinogen worth looking into, and create super weeds that destroys farms and destroys crops and really messes everything up. And we have United Nations studies showing that organic or natural-based farming can even outperform GMOs in many cases. That's the kind of stuff we need to look at before getting into things like this. NPR. Should human stem cells be used to make partly human chimeras? Obviously, it's not directly related to GMOs, but it is genetic modification, bioengineering field, and we're running rampant just like we are with artificial intelligence without any checks and bounds, even though scientists are freaking out. An intense debate has flared over whether the federal government should fund research that creates partly human creatures using human stem cells. The National Institutes of Health declared a moratorium in late September on funding this kind of research. NIH officials say they needed to assess the science and to evaluate the ethical and moral questions it raises. As part of the assessment, the NIH is holding a day-long workshop Friday. Goes on to have both sides. The science is knocking at our door. One of the scientists told Shots in advance of the workshop, says the NIH wants to make sure that we are fully prepared from a policy and guidance point of view. You know, time and time again, we talk about these things years and years before, and people freak out and they say it's not even a possibility. And that's why we can't have a real debate on these things. That's why we can't have real checks and balances. Just like these stories here. Report finds phone apps regularly spy on users. University study shows how devices betray us. Apps on Apple and Android smartphones leak lots of users' information to third parties, research has suggested. Researchers from MIT, Harvard, and Carnegie universities, conspiracy theorist universities, studied 110 apps available on Google Play and the Apple Store. They found 73% of the Android apps shared users' email addresses and 47% of the iOS shared location data. Said it was more evidence that these devices, quote-unquote, betray us. They absolutely do betray us, and we have no idea what we're getting ourselves into when we sign off, myself included, by the way, on the terms of service that is 55 pages long that would take a degree and 6 years of your life to read, and we swipe, absolutely, yes, sign me up, give me the app, whatever. Google Maps tracks everything we do, that's totally fine. But you know what? We don't even have to have a, we're not allowed to have a debate on that. Something else that might be coming on the horizon is, apparently, based on some information, an EMP, and we're looking at what might actually happen. We have a special report trailer. It's going to premiere tonight. Here is the trailer for the EMP possibility.
War. Pandemic. Economic turmoil. Natural disaster. Terror attack. False flag or real. In our modern times, these are all very real reasons to prepare for times of crisis. This list, however, is excluding the worst-case scenario, which is also the most likely to occur. EMP, or an electromagnetic pulse. Whether such a disaster is caused by a terror attack or nature, the results will be unimaginable. No lights, no appliances, your cell phone will not work, and your car isn't going to start. Worst yet, the power will not be turned back on for at least an entire year. The spread of the damage will cover almost the entire Western continent. That's no lights, no heat, no refrigeration, and no plumbing. Society will ultimately break down. A 2008 study predicts that in the case of such an event, 90% of Americans will die after the first year. You heard me right. 90%. How can you and your family survive such a disaster? And what can you do to be one of the 10% that lives? We asked survival experts Joel Skousen, Matthew Stein, and James Wesley Rawls to join us and briefly explain the most important things every American must know to stay alive during the most unthinkable of times.
Some pretty wild stuff And that full premiere of how to survive an EMP attack and what could be on the horizon with an EMP will be premiering tonight on the Nightly News with Darren McBreen. We'll be back to cover more third-party websites getting a lot of your personal data, stealing your life. VA says the veterans are dead, cut off their benefits. Crazy news. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the fourth hour. It's Overdrive. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the Alex Jones Show. Got a lot more news to cover. Some truly insane headlines, including VA wrongly tells veterans they're dead, cuts off benefits. Sheriff Clark, Obama is hallucinating if he thinks he has improved race relations. Raw milk farmer jailed for removing government surveillance cameras from his own property. Pay cuts are driving doctors out. EU predicts some madness. 3 million more immigrants could arrive by the end of 2016. First, I want to tell you about what's going on at InfoWarsLife.com. I am a living testament to Brain Force because I used to drink yerba mate all the time, which I really enjoy, and I still drink it sometimes. But I pretty much don't have to now that I take Brain Force, which is the most comprehensive brain optimization formula I've ever taken and I've ever found, thanks to the awesome chemists that work with InfoWars Life to create the most amazing products out there. It's 25% off. It's not 25% off retail, 25%. It's 25% off the already discounted price on InfoWarsLife.com. If you haven't tried BrainForce yet, you really need to go to InfoWarsLife.com and give it a shot. If you've already tried it, then I know you're probably a fan, and you can stock up now because that 25% off continues into the bulk pricing as well. So you can get a 5-pack or a 10-pack and really stock up. I take it pretty much every single day now. Talk to a physician, but this stuff is powerful. It has alpha GPC, it has L-theanine, and it also has yerba mate extract. And it really, really works. It gets me powered up to do the show. It gets me powered up on a daily basis. It gives me more passion, and I just absolutely love it. I also want to tell you about Liver Shield and the Advanced Liver Cleanse Pack, Oxy Powder, and Liver Shield together on InfoWarsLife.com. Leanne just won't stop talking about her liver cleanse and has just kept asking me, please, please, please tell people about it over and over and over again. She lost a lot of weight during the cleanse, and her friend Emmy Robin, who's an actress, also did it as well, and they were super excited about it. I'm actually going to play for you their results, a little video log she did, took some of the video at home and elsewhere on what she experienced. So let's go ahead and check out this report by Leanne.
Hi, everybody. Well, myself and Emmy Robin are here. We're getting ready to do the Liver Shield cleanse. Very excited. As you can see here, the night before the first day is all about prepping. Yes. So that is what we have going on here. And I felt pretty good rolling out of the grocery store looking like a health nut. Well, we're checking in for day two of the InfoWars Life Liver Shield cleanse. I gotta say, crankier today than yesterday. Emmy to the rescue. Once again, she's brought me some delicious food to try to tame the beast.
She's being a real Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, but we're still hanging in there. Hope you guys are too. Be sure to check out the product, InfoWarsLife.com. It's the Liver Shield cleanse along with the Oxy powder. And you don't have to go all the way and take the Liver Cleanse Challenge, but I highly recommend it. And that's me, Evil Queen, on day two. You can do it.
I can do it. You can do it.
Hi, guys. Here we are checking in day three of the InfoWars Life Liver Shield Cleanse. I got to say, today I thought I was expecting it to be really intense and cranky and bad, but I feel pretty good.
Nice.
What about you?
I'm glad. I got a little dizzy today, I'm not going to lie, and then the cravings have come on, like I said, on day three. It's always towards the end of the day, of course, when I was driving over here.
Yes.
Hear a commercial for Cake Pops. I don't even eat cake, nor do I eat Cake Pops, but they sound delicious right now. So I might have to try one on Monday or Tuesday. But yeah, it's just it's weird. Day three, for some reason, no matter how many times I cleanse, and I've cleansed a lot, day three, I always just get the strangest cravings. We're not using pharmaceutical drugs. We're not, you know, I've seen so many posts of people getting their gallbladders taken out, and people don't understand, like, it's not like your wisdom teeth. Like, your gallbladder is a huge horse organ along with your liver that cleanses your body, and you can't just take that out because it helps cleanse the body. So right. Why not try a cleanse and get rid of the stuff in the gallbladder?
As promised, we are checking in for day four of the InfoWars Life Liver Shield Cleanse. I gotta say, Emmy, you were right. Day four, I feel tremendous. Woke up this morning feeling really light, a lot of clarity, no hunger pains, and I actually felt like I was floating through the grocery store. Everyone was sort of looking at me like, oh, pardon me, oh, excuse me. And I wasn't in there cute or anything. Like, it just was like, I feel like I am glowing.
And you're not even that hungry, right?
No, not at all. I didn't even want to eat today because I felt so good.
Yeah.
So obviously this cleanse for me has really showed me that it is all about retraining our brain. Like I said, how can you resist tyranny if you can't resist the taco stand?
Now, if you want to see our before and after photos, I think they said they've got them ready.
Yes!
Like I said, mine are before and almost after because I'm not done with my flush. But you can see those if you go to Infowars.com/show. Whoa, Emmy, flat.
Yeah, I promise you, I was not sticking out in that first picture. I just literally was relaxed. And even in the second picture, I was relaxed. But like, looking
at really
it's crazy. I can see in my back.
In your side.
No, I know. I can see the muscles in my stomach. It's nuts. And my legs. I feel like my legs look skinnier. I don't know. I started off at like a, I mean, for my height, I'm almost 5'9". So I started off at relatively healthy weight because I had done the liver cleanse in July, and then I went straight into working in, on a production for 3 months where I was working 18-hour days on my feet doing like 8 miles a day. So, I mean, I wasn't super out of shape, but when I started that first liver cleanse, I was pretty out of shape. So that before
yeah, after, you said you're actually at the lowest weight of your... Well,
pretty much.
In a decade, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm almost back to where when I was a fitness model, which would
do
be...
Do they have my before and almost afters? Or are we going to hold those off? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Holy moly, look at you.
Yeah, I can see it in your arms and your legs.
Well, where I really see it and where I really wanted it was in my sides. I guess you would call that the spare tire. And you can actually see where there's that little roll. Oh, my God, this is so embarrassing. There's that little roll kind of on the like the back fat, and you can see it's gone
look
away.
Look below your chin. Look below your chin, though.
Oh, my gosh.
You see?
Wow.
You lose a little bit in your face, too. That's where I saw it big time the first time around.
There you go, everyone. Before and afters. And like I said, mine is not even after yet. I should probably take more pictures later when all the sodium has left my body. I wanted to let everybody know this cleanse is on sale right now. The Liver Shield is on sale. The pack itself is on sale with the Advanced Liver Cleanse Pack with the Oxy Powder and the Liver Shield. The Oxy Powder itself is on sale. So go ahead to the InfoWars store and pick some up today. I'm telling you, this is powerful. I felt amazing this entire week. It was not as hard as I thought that it was going to be.
That's right. All the instructions, everything, all the information is on InfoWarsLife.com. That's the Liver Shield. And you can also get Brain Force for 25% off. Experience the benefits. Flip the switch. It's the real deal. Give it a shot. All right, let's get into some more news. And this was just handed to me. We're not going to have time to read the whole thing. But TPP text finally released. It's even worse than we thought. And I thought it was pretty bad, so... As we've noted in hundreds of articles, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is a horrible pact which would destroy everything that America stands for. And they go on and on to cite it and cite it. And it could also affect and reduce our food safety. The TPP is absolutely demonic, and I hope it will be defeated in every possible way. VA wrongly tells veterans they're dead, cuts off benefits. Quote, I woke up this morning and I'm feeling rather chipper. Mike Reeker, a 69-year-old Vietnam Navy veteran, relies on his Veterans Affairs benefits to get him through the month. That's why the Pinellas County, Florida resident was alarmed when his VA check didn't show up in his bank account Monday. He called the Department of Veteran Affairs to find out why, and their response was stunning. The benefits had been suspended because he was dead. Well, I'm not, Reeker reported. I woke up this morning, I'm feeling rather chipper. As it turns out, Reeker is one of the six Tampa Bay residents who were getting, well, it cuts off, but I guess they were considered dead by the VA because it is a horribly ineffective and bloated bureaucratic government arm, just like most of the government arms, and it's further evidence that people are completely fed up and done with most of the government systems that we pay for that are complete failures. And it leads me into my next topic of discussion, which is the biggest threat we face right now. And the biggest threat we face is not on a micro level. So people say, oh, the biggest threat we face is, you know, this section of the economy, you know, Federal Reserve, whatever it is. Or the biggest threat we face is the environment dying. Or the biggest threat we face is the food supply. All these are huge threats, right? But the biggest threat we actually face is apathy and defeat through getting so upset that we don't care anymore, which is really a form of apathy, but it's really a form of defeat. Because what's happening is all these headlines every single day that we read, when we go on CNN, it's all just rough, negative junk about how we're being attacked on a daily basis. VA just telling people they're dead because they can't get anything right. Raw milk farmer jailed for removing government surveillance cameras from his own property. They arrested him. He found out they were surveilling him on his property. He had some spy cams everywhere, so he took them down. Like, oh, what's this? They arrested him for theft. I mean, Ben Carson is lying about his past and everything like that to try and fit in. It's all just craziness. Immigrants, 3 million more migrants could arrive by the end of 2016 into the EU. More than 700,000 people have come to Europe seeking sanctuary or jobs so far this year. All it does is kind of hit you like a sledgehammer. And it makes you want to give up. And it makes you not want to care. And the very essence of change is giving a crap. I mean, activism is kind of another way of saying, I give a crap. I care about the future of this planet. And when we lose activists and we lose the spirit of activism that's stripped away from us by this consistent attack through the media establishment telling us that we're losing, through the insane stuff that's happening on a daily basis, we lose the ability to change. And what I'm getting at is it's not just about changing the Federal Reserve. It's not just about changing the food supply. It's not just about fighting and changing even in the alternative media. It's about the spirit of change that we have lost. And when we give up and we assume defeat because we can't handle these headlines, that's when we lose. That is the directive of those that would like to take control of us and take control of the entire planet, essentially, in some ways. They want you defeated. So to give up and to give up your spirit of activism is total defeat in every single way. And I'm encouraging you to stand up, even with all these headlines, because there is good out there, and we can still fix it. We can still do something about it. But the biggest threat is apathy. When you walk around and downtown, wherever you live or in your local area, you see people that are walking around and they're just like almost bumping into each other. They're almost not even aware of what's 3 feet in front of them. They've just given up. It's not even that they're stupid. It's not even that they're physically inferior or something. They just don't care. I mean, you can see some pretty quote-unquote normal-looking people just walking around like zombies. I'm not sitting here judging these people. I probably look like an idiot sometimes, too. But, I mean, these people that don't care anymore, and you can talk to them, and you can see the passion has been lost in their eyes. You can see that they're walking around just buying their processed foods at the grocery store. They're walking around just being sold things. They're walking around consuming everything. They're walking around just doing nothing. They don't have ambitions. What do you want to do with your life? Oh, I don't know. They're just walking around, hitting other people. There's been times when I've had to go to Walmart, unfortunately, and I see people to pick up something quick in an area that doesn't have many grocery stores or whatever, and there's people bumping into each other, walking into each other. They don't even have enough spatial awareness to realize that there's someone 1 foot in front of them, so they hit them with a cart or something. That is the result, not of just dumbing down with the food additives and stuff. That's true, too. But the result of giving up because it seems like a lost cause. That is the worst thing you could possibly ever do for yourself and for the future of the species and this planet as a whole. You just can't give up, or you will turn into a zombie-like creature. Let's go ahead and read a couple more articles, and then I have another special report for you from John Bound about being disarmed and some real stats, he says, on gun control. But first, let's talk about this. Bank of Ireland bans small cash withdrawals at branches. Coins and notes are, in fact, anachronism. As central planners the world over grapple with this is an interestingly written article. Anyway, we've been told time and time again that the banks are our friends, that they love us, they'll never do anything bad to us. But time and time again, it all begins with the small cash. It all begins with Bank of America, for example, saying that they don't accept cash deposits in certain amounts. It all begins with banks that I've gone to as well, giving me trouble about cash. And it all begins with them saying at the same time that they're not going to do anything about it, just as that happens with gun control. Just as they start with saying that, well, we just want to check guns, we want to register guns, we want to do this, and then certain states go, we want to take your guns. And ultimately, it's over and over and over again, these little micro tears at the embryo of what is freedom in all its ways are pricked into. So here's John Bound's report on disarming America.
In an article from Kit Daniels of Infowars.com, an anti-gun group released a video yesterday mocking the Second Amendment. But the video is so bad, it's hilarious to watch.
Before now, it's been difficult for criminals like us to know which states have loose gun laws.
That's why I love Arizona, where I can go see the beautiful Grand Canyon and carry a loaded gun without even having to get a background check. Nevada! What happens in Vegas may have to stay in Vegas, but your guns don't. Bring them over to California and sell them.
The market up there is hungry. Hungry for guns. California, Connecticut, Maryland, and New York all have laws to keep guns out of the hands of people like us.
Hi.
Okay, California. May 23rd, 2014, massive gun-free zone in Santa Barbara allows self-absorbed nutcase Elliot Roger to stab three and shoot four others. Connecticut, 20-year-old Adam Lanza fatally shoots 20 children and six school staff members in a massive gun-free zone. While FBI crime statistics clearly show the violent crime rate going down as the U.S. population increases. Of course, in real life, violent criminals couldn't care less about laws. Do you think the drug cartels that overran Mexico and left it a failed state gave a crap that the country has some of the strongest gun control laws in the Western Hemisphere? No, because they were too busy gunning down tourists in Cancun who were left defenseless by gun control. More than 70,000 people have been killed in drug-related violence in Mexico since 2007, and the number has only skyrocketed since then. Mexico's only hope is from the armed militias who have defied the country's gun laws to defend their communities from the cartels. The murders in Chicago only slowed down after Illinois enacted a concealed carry law.
We need to discuss who we are as a nation, talk about the freedoms that we have, the rights that we have, and how those might be used in a responsible way.
Coming from him, that's really important to note, coming from a man who's over a department that forced the sale of guns to people that would bring about the death of people like Brian Terry.
But while the video is fun to laugh at, gun control is not funny at all. It has contributed to the most disgusting wave of violence the world has ever seen. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Well, there's John Bound's report on gun control. You can check that out as well. And coming up, Darren McBreen is going to be in studio talking about what he's going to be discussing on the Nightly News tonight, as well as that EMP debut video that we spoke about earlier and how to survive it. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Thanks so much for watching. We'll be right back.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Amazon.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Nationally syndicated radio broadcast. This is the final segment of the fourth hour overdrive. I'm Darren McBreen alongside Lord Rob Jacobson, and we're going to be talking about what's coming up tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. And we're going to premiere, this is a project that you and I worked on together. It's going to premiere tonight in the InfoWars Nightly News. I want to take another look at the trailer. It's called Blackout USA. Let's take a look.
War. Pandemic. Economic turmoil, natural disaster, terror attack, false flag or real. In our modern times, these are all very real reasons to prepare for times of crisis. This list, however, is excluding the worst-case scenario, which is also the most likely to occur. EMP, or an electromagnetic pulse. Whether such a disaster is caused by a terror attack or nature, the results will be unimaginable. No lights, no appliances, your cell phone will not work, and your car isn't going to start. Worst yet, the power will not be turned back on for at least an entire year. The spread of the damage will cover almost the entire Western continent. That's no lights, no heat, no refrigeration, and no plumbing. Society will ultimately break down. A 2008 study predicts that in the case of such an event, 90% of Americans will die after the first year. You heard me right, 90%. How can you and your family survive such a disaster? And what can you do to be one of the 10% that lives? We asked survival experts Joel Skousen, Matthew Stein, and James Wesley Rawls to join us and briefly explain the most important things every American must know to stay alive during the most unthinkable of times.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Blackout USA, that's going to premiere tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm sure you also get a chance to see it this weekend on Facebook, YouTube. It'll be on InfoWars.com as well. And Jacobson, it was your idea to put this piece together, and you know, we only have a couple of minutes, but tell us what it's all about and why do you think it's so important that everyone should see it?
Yeah, well, Darren, thanks for having me in here right now. The reason why I thought it was so important to do a report about an EMP attack or an EMP event, like a solar storm or something like that, is when I learned how vulnerable our power grid actually is. I mean, to give it a quick metaphor, it's sort of like our entire civilization is built on a house of cards.
We go back to the Dark Ages.
We will go right back to the Dark Ages with, like, the slightest nick. And all the government has to do metaphorically is, let's say, spray that permanent glue spray on it metaphorically, or quote unquote harden the electrical grid by doing an upgrade, by protecting it for this EMP event, which they're not doing at all.
Former Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney, he says it's the number one threat that our nation faces.
Which makes, you know, both of us have discussed this, and the government, A, is clearly aware of such a problem, mm-hmm. and B, are they even going to plan a false flag attack, knowing the vulnerability of our situation? I don't think anybody could really quantify in their own mind exactly the level of disaster if EMP event actually takes place.
So it's very, very important that we get ourselves prepared, that we have our family prepared. We talked to several survivalist experts. And again, folks, that's Blackout USA. It premieres tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. We are out of time. Alex will return Sunday, 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. Central, as well as next week, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Visit GCNLive.com today.